This Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Fraser Engineering. Fraser Engineering is now hiring pipe fitters, plumbers, and HVAC techs to join their team with great pay and benefits. Apply now at FraserEngineering.com. Fraser Engineering, great people doing great work.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you find a measure of vindication for your kid?
Damn right. Belichick wanted him out the door, and last year he threw 56 touchdowns. I think that's a pretty good year.
Do you think that Tom feels the same way?
Damn right.
So I thought we'd start with a little Tom Brady Sr. today because, this program likes to keep it real. And so I think that was as real and as true to the heart statement from the Brady camp as we've gotten. So in the spirit of keeping it real, we start with Tom Sr. on the day in which Tom Jr. retires with a lengthy Instagram post of, was it 8 pages?
Yeah, something like that.
8 panel pages. Has anyone done a word count on the statement?
I haven't done a word count, but it is 8.
Oh, I could do that very easily. Go ahead.
What do you think it is? Like 1,000 words? 2,000?
No, I'd say a little less. I'm going to guess about 700 or 800.
Okay. So somewhere between 500 and 1,000 words. Let's just say that. Where he thanks numerous people, says goodbye to numerous people, but never once mentions the Patriots, New England, Boston, the Crafts, his former coaches, or the fans. And that's where it stands right now as we speak at 2:03 in the afternoon on Tuesday, February 1st. I'm sure it will change, and I'm sure it will change in short order, but we have a show to do at this moment, so that's where it stands today.
Damn right.
Thank you, Tom Sr. What are our thoughts? It is also a big boy Tuesday. I don't want to bury the lead. Greg Bedard from Boston Sports Journal joins us via remote. He's brought to you by the Granite Group. The Granite Group is an award-winning distributor of Mitsubishi Electric's heating and air conditioning systems with locations across Massachusetts and New England. Learn more at customizedcomfort.com. Greg, I will start with you. What are your thoughts?
I was a little bit stunned that the Patriots and his coaches, Belichick, McDaniels, guys like that, the fans, I was stunned that they weren't mentioned. I mean, I have to believe that something bigger is coming, maybe later today or tomorrow. But that he retweeted Kraft's statement and basically said, love you all too, leads me to believe that maybe there isn't something bigger coming. And it's stunning.
Hold on. I didn't hear that piece. So he retweeted the Kraft statement and said, love you all too?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and his Instagram stories happened in the last hour or so.
Okay, please proceed.
I just figured we would get an all-encompassing statement from Tom Brady that, he's walking away. He's apparently out of the country, so we won't see him for a while, I would take it, in terms of anything formal, a press conference. He might not even do one, but I figured we would get an all-encompassing statement. So there could be a couple things at play. He could be still bitter that he's not retiring as a member of the Patriots, and that could be part of it. Could be part of it that he thinks that the Patriots, someone in the Patriots, were responsible for the leaking of his retirement a couple days ago. So, but overall, I'm pretty surprised that Tom would do this initially.
Okay, if it is what it appears to be, which is what we have to go on right now. Petty, tactless, childish. That's what it is. Petty, tactless, childish. Okay, so 20 years you were here, you said goodbye 2 years ago, and I don't want to, that's the other one I love too. Yeah, he said goodbye 2 years ago. Why do you need to hear it again? Well, he said he thanked his agents in this thing. He thanked the University of Michigan. Like, he thanked anybody and everybody, basically, who touched him in 22 years.
Did you get a word count on it?
961 words. Call you were right. Closer to 1,000.
1,000 words.
Yep. Closer to 1,000. 961 words. No mention of New England, Boston, the Patriots, Patriots fans, Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick. No mention of any of them, as if they never existed. And so I would submit that I think Brady's retirement statement, like, and I use this term loosely, but is a historical document, like as it pertains to Brady's career. This is the final sort of filing of Brady's career. All the stuff he put on Instagram, this is it. Not one mention of the Patriots, Bill Belichick, and especially Robert Kraft, who gave him his get out of jail free card and let him go to Tampa in the first place.
Mm. And so I agree with that. I mean, that is his, again, just to use a obvious example, that's his Declaration of Independence. That is the historical record. That's what goes into the record books.
Absolutely.
This statement. And he makes sure you're not on it.
Correct.
And he already thanked them and the fans around here when it ended here. He's already done this. And well, he has since updated his Instagram story to thank Patriots, to thank the Patriots and Patriots fans.
Yeah, only after he took heat for it.
Yeah. To me, this is no coincidence that you're not in this initial post. And I think there's a reason for that. What comes after doesn't count as much.
Agreed.
It just doesn't. Murray, you don't think so?
No, he already thanked the team and the fans. He's updated the Instagram story. I know people are like mad about that because you feel like you're sloppy seconds. But to what Greg said, and I think it's obviously clear, he's pissed about how it ended here still. And I believe that he thinks, like Greg does, someone within the organization leaked the news on Saturday. And he's mad about it. And more than anything else, he doesn't owe you anything more. Be happy with everything that he gave us for 20-plus years and the 6 Super Bowls and the response from you people. While it has filled me with such joy today. Oh, it really... This is... I came in here with such a pep in my step, like this time last year. Oh, it's so perfect. I hate that he's calling it a career, but if he's going to call it a career like this, mwah, chef's kiss, perfect. But this response, and that it's hitting this level with you people, top 3 most embarrassing response in Boston sports fan history. Number 1 forever, the loser parade for Ray Bourque. Then this, then the Deflategate crying for like 2 straight years. This is embarrassing. Just be happy that he gave you what he gave you on the field.
But so you're acknowledging that he's being whatever.
Oh, petty? Oh, yes, I am. And it's so good.
Okay. So then, so then you can't sit there on the other breath and say that he didn't mean to do this or.
Oh, everything on social media is on purpose. Mike, the photo is he could have picked game. He could have picked the Super Bowl, the win against the Chiefs at home in Tampa. The photo is in the rain at Gillette Stadium. Of course that's on purpose.
Pointing at someone with a smile, sort of like, gotcha, babe.
Yep.
See ya, babe.
Totally.
Completely ass in your face.
Oh, he stuck it to him. He totally stuck it to him.
And I'm sorry. No matter what comes afterwards, doesn't cover for what came out in the original statement.
Yes. No.
It doesn't. The original statement is... So that's what had me confused there a little bit, Murray. That you're sitting there saying that, oh, he's corrected it. Well, you know, what are you all bent out of shape about? You agree that the correcting it after the fact... doesn't cover it.
I guess
you can't have it both ways. Either he's being petty vindictive and he meant to do what he did, or it was just an oversight and he corrected it. So no, what are you all bent out of shape?
It definitely wasn't an oversight. I just can't believe that people are this mad. Really? Like, for all that you got to watch with this guy over 20 years in the 6 Super Bowl championships, you're this mad? Really?
I don't begrudge the fans for being that. You're emotionally invested.
Absolutely.
As we all are, and you should be, and so you can feel the way you want to feel. Yes, Greg.
Mike, what I don't understand is, I mean, I guess I sort of understand it. It's tough for me to put myself in the place of the fans, but he left 2 years ago. Like, I mean, basically we went through this 2 years ago. He decided to leave, went, won a Super Bowl title with another team. I mean, didn't he sort of retire from the Patriots like 2 years ago?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But look, all it took was a line.
Yeah, right.
I mean, all it took.
Well, no, I agree.
I mean, all it took was 2 sentences today.
Yes.
I mean, if he's going through the thing, if you haven't read it, I mean, read it. It's like, and then to Jason Light, and then to Bruce Arians, and then to my teammates, and then to Alex Guerrero, and then to my agents. I mean, he's just going through this litany and this laundry list of people to thank. All it took was 2 lines to say, and of course it goes without saying, the time I spent in New England with Robert Kraft and the fans of New England, I owe you a gratitude. Period, paragraph, on to the next thing. 10 words, I just did it. So he could have done it. Like, let's not. So this is the only thing I'll fight you on. If you think it was somehow some sort of innocent oversight, or he already, you know, thanked the fans of New England, or it wasn't intentional, like, come on, let's all call it what, let's keeps it real. This is why I started with Tom Brady Sr. Let's keeps it real. Is it a big deal or not? Will he? He's obviously going to cover for it. Like, this is guaranteed. Whether it's the 1-day contract or the full page newspaper ads or whatever. He's going to thank you. He's going to do it. Like, that's obvious if he hasn't done it already. That's the historical document, as Maz said. That was the original shot, and he let it sit for, I don't know, couple hours anyway before he did anything, which in social media terms is a long time, and it wasn't unintentional. It was intended, and there it is. So let's just keep it real. That's all I'm telling you.
He thanked everybody in Tampa other than the janitor and the bum who fell asleep under the causeway, for crying out loud. He did it on purpose. It's one of two things. Either he did it on purpose, or he's really stupid. And he didn't notice that he didn't put the Patriots in the documents, one or the other.
Well, but then that would speak to the neglect, meaning he didn't give a rat's ass
about
you.
Okay, and it's not the second thing. It's the first thing. He's got a team of people that review everything he says, everything he posts, every single thing. Tom Brady's a corporation. Oh, did I mention that when I first heard about the statement, because I was listening in the car at the time, Rich certainly read it. I went to Brady's Instagram account. You know what the first reel I got, Murray? You know the little videos at the beginning of the Instagram when you go to someone's page? Shop now, Brady brand. That was the first thing I got. Shop now.
That's convenient. You're mad about that?
I'm just telling you, I'm just sick of the whole Brady thing. The whole man in the arena, the Brady Instagram accounts, the passive-aggressive little tweaks. I love the guy as a player. I would never have anyone else as the quarterback. This was petty.
So if it were to come out that someone within the Patriots did leak that on Saturday and blew up this whole retirement, so that's not within his right to do this today?
This is a good point. I want to know what he's still so mad about.
Sure.
Okay? So I gave you my one thing. Let's just keep it real and not ignore and pretend that what he did today, he didn't do. Let's all sit at the adult table, all right? So it's clear what he did with that initial post. Why? Is he justified? And is there something, did something happen just recently that, you know, did that, that caused that thing? And so let's pick that up, and of course we'll get your reaction to it all day long. It is a big boy Tuesday. Sorry, Bedard, I don't think we'll be talking about the offensive guards much today. We'll be talking to the about this, so don't go anywhere.
Damn right.
This Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Miller Lite, official partner of the Boston Celtics, would like to say cheer to 75 years of Boston Celtics basketball, to 17 banners, to the players, coaches, and staff from yesterday and today. And, of course, cheers to Celtics fans everywhere. So raise the original light beer to this storied franchise and cheers to another 75 years of Boston Celtics basketball. From your friends at Miller Lite, it's game time, it's Miller time.
He is a manipulative weasel.
And Matt.
He does himself no service by actually talking.
You've got to listen to believe.
It's about me. Yes, absolutely. It's about me. No question.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
So things kind of changed from your decompression when America was told that you were retiring on Saturday afternoon. And we haven't heard from you as to whether or not that was the case or is the case. Has anything changed with you since we last spoke on Let's Go regarding your retirement?
You know, it's a good week for me, and I'm just still going through the process that I said I was going through. So sometimes it takes some time to really evaluate how you feel and what you want to do. And I think when the time's right, I'll be ready to make a decision one way or another, just like I said last week.
Tom Brady last night in the Get Up podcast with Jim Gray had all the opportunity in the world to just announce his retirement, and he punted completely. Why do you think, Miss?
Because he had this whole thing ready to go in his mind. He wanted to control it, do it on his terms, which, again, I don't begrudge him. So he clearly get agitated that the news came out. And I still wonder about the backstories, like what all the machinations are that led to this. And when I say that, Mike, I just mean at the beginning of the year, he didn't sound like a guy that was going to retire at the end of the season. So something happened during the course of the year that led him down this road. And last night, look, you know, again, I don't know when that interview was recorded, but he had every opportunity to just say it last night.
Right.
And he decided to wait until today and put it on Instagram and, you know, and leave the Patriots out.
So my theory is that he just didn't want to talk about it. It's a pain in the ass to talk about it. Even, you know, I can get follow-up questions, and not that Jim Gray is going to make him look bad, but Jim Gray is going to ask the questions, kind of, sort of, at least a little. an Instagram post. You just, your people write the statement, you sign off on, and then you don't have to deal with it. So it is easier to do it this way, and that's ultimately what I think he wanted. Real quick, Greg, before I go to the phones, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Herald, joining us. Are you 1,000% convinced that this is actually it for Brady?
I'm pretty sure it's it, but I always leave open. I mean, you never know with these guys. I covered Brett Favre and went through that. I thought in his statement, I thought it was interesting that he said right now as part of the of what he said for right now. That's the right now. It's best I leave. I mean, why right now? You know, I do think there's a chance that, you know, if he gets the itch, sort of like Favre did in July, that and the opportunity presented itself, the right opportunity, I think he would be open to having a conversation, you know, with Giselle about it. And that would include the Favre power play is you retire, your team, your former team replaces you, uses up all their cap normally to do that. And then you decide you want to come back, you unretire. The NFL gives you a little bit of a leeway, gives the teams a few days to figure out their cap, but eventually his cap number would hit the Bucs cap, and their decision at that point is either to release him or to trade him. And so I don't rule out a power play. I don't think it's very likely, but I don't rule it out.
Good. I like it.
Yeah, and this is the most interesting thing from the post, in my opinion. It's those words, but right now, using those particular words and that phrasing, it gives Brady a little bit of wiggle room to return for another team. You had teams calling Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers at points this season.
Right.
That okay. could still happen.
Let's keep that alive, shall we? All right, your reaction. I'm going to be brief, so you be brief. If you go too long, I'm just going to have to move on to the next guy. All right, here's Kevin in South Boston. Lead us off, Kevin.
All right. So the reason Patriots fans are so mad, okay, this isn't about getting thanked or whatever, okay? This is about the fact that the Patriots and Tom Brady hate each other. And it's infuriating because, Mike, thank you for pushing back on Murray's take in the start of the show, because it's embarrassing that the Patriots let it get to this point. And it's so petty of Tom Brady to go out like this. It's embarrassing to be a Patriot today. And I am sick to my stomach. Absolute travesty.
Okay.
They pushed him out. He's supposed to just, forgive and forget. Oh, it's petty. It's a bad look. No. As a bridge burner myself, I love it. And I know I'm not alone there. There's people that feel like I do. Especially if someone ended up screwing this whole thing up for him on Saturday by leaking it to Adam Schefter and ESPN.
Eli in the car. Go ahead, Eli.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care when Brady says something about us. He said something 2 years ago. He gave us six rings. Today should be about thanking him for those six rings and not about, you know, you didn't say anything, you didn't mention it. Spike me 10 times, you don't have to say bless you 10 times. Say it once, and I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know.
Boo!
One page on Instagram 2 years ago when he took out eight pages or panels, whatever you kids call this stuff today, and he couldn't give you 2 lines, 10 words? Come on.
Oh, it's so easy, too. You know, I also want to repeat what I said 2 years ago. Thank you to the Patriots for starting me on a path that brought me to a place even I thought I wouldn't go.
And let me tell you, if you want it, you're going to get it. He's going to give it to you. He is not ultimately a bridge burner, Murray. He is ultimately a diplomat. He is non-confrontational, and he wants to sell freaking ball rollers or whatever it is he sells. Okay, he wants to sell you hats, T-shirts, and nuts. And the freaking pliability roller, okay? So you are, it's a big market. You like to buy his stuff, and he knows it. He's going to give you what you want if you want it. I'm just telling you, it doesn't really count because the initial salvo is a thing that sticks. That's the one that's going to be referred to. And everything that comes subsequently is just coming subsequently. And he purposely didn't include you, us, the team, in the initial shot. And that's what we should react to. The other stuff is coming. I guarantee it. It'll probably be out by the time we're done, if not the hour today or why. There's already stuff that I didn't even realize has happened. Is it confirmed he's doing the one-day retirement thing? Or has that just been reported?
That's just one blue check mark that's throwing that out there.
Yeah, speculation at this stage. We haven't heard that.
I heard Beatle and Zoe talking about the full-page newspaper ads. Like, I think that one-day retirement thing and the full-page newspaper ads is kind of like... You're bigger than that. Mm-hmm. Like that's even.
You should love that though. You love the newspaper.
Oh, definitely. But it's like that's sort of.
It's also trite.
It's I mean, you're bigger than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, okay, he's going to do that. He'll release another statement. He'll make it up. He'll do a video. Trust me, this is coming. This is obvious. It doesn't take away what happened this morning. Jack in Auburn. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, as a final act of arrogance, I just wonder if Tom Brady is going to go into the Hall of Fame with a Buccaneers jersey.
Okay, they don't really do that.
And put a patch on his eye.
Well, no, I mean, let me guarantee you another thing. In 5 years, they're all going to be up there on the stage hugging each other.
Of course.
Bill, Kraft, the whole thing.
Might be 5 months.
That's going to happen too. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And if that makes you feel better as a fan, or if that realizes, see, I guess nothing was wrong. If you want to do that, you can do that if it makes you feel better. It would be a false narrative. In other words, what happened here, and it's obvious. Again, I played you the cut from the father leading off the show in an attempt to keep it real. So however they kiss and make up, the calendar cures everything and most everything, especially with these guys who have shoes to sell and stories to spin. So it's all going to be, you know, smoothed out in the long run, but it ain't real. It ain't what really happened.
I mean, think of how we got here. Brady used to be the kind of guy who went out of his way to say and do the right thing. He used to be that guy. Now he can't even bring himself to mention the Patriots in a 961-word farewell. 961 words. But he'll mention Alex Guerrero, his agents, Bruce Arians, and the coordinators in Tampa Bay.
Jason Light.
Jason Light. Like, he'll mention all those people and can't mention the Patriots?
Greg, how do you feel the Patriots feel today overall? And I have an answer to this, but I just want to get your thought before I go.
I would say Belichick in the football side is probably indifferent and probably happy that he's retiring and isn't going to tack on another Super Bowl title that he has to chase. I would say the Krafts and other parts of the organization who are maybe a little bit more tied to Tom personally, I would probably guess that they're a little bit hurt today.
I think they're thrilled. I think they're doing cartwheels. Okay, first of all, he's out of their face. As Greg just said, it's not like he's going to put up 8 and now Bill's got to get 2 more to match him. Or yeah, every game Brady wins, every week he's alive for a playoff game and you're not, puts pressure on them. Because shows like this and people like us and people who think this way can't help but say, oh, you let that guy go? Why? And it's just a natural thing. Every game he wins, every time he's playing a playoff game in your home, that ramps up the pressure on them, makes them look worse, and now that's over. They are thrilled with that piece to it. And secondarily, Brady took the low road this morning, and they look better because of it.
So, yeah, I was going to say, I bet you that on some level, Bill's looking at this going, well, see, PC fans, now you're seeing what I saw.
Good day for them.
Yes, I think Bill looks at it and says, well, fans are seeing the side of Brady that I saw for the last 3 or 4 years. So I think somewhere he's laughing his ass off about it.
Okay, we continue with your reaction to this story. We still have Bedard. We still have to take care of our items from the weekend, as we do every Tuesday with him. 3 up, 3 down from the conference games over the weekend. So we'll do that quickly and get back to your reaction to Tom Brady's retirement announcement this morning after Big Jim Murray gets you updated.
If you own a home and are not using the sun to offset your energy bills or provide a backup power source during a blackout, it's time to do what I did and contact Devlin Solar. Devlin Solar is bringing affordable green energy to New England by using the latest solar technology to provide efficient energy solutions. To see if your home qualifies for solar, call 800-818-5641 or visit devlinsolar.com. They put a system in my home and it's great. So do what I did, reduce or eliminate your energy bills and power your home through a blackout with Devlin Solar, the most trusted solar company in New England. Financing is available through Sunnova. Don't wait. Call 800-818-5641 today.
The best analysis.
Forget about what's being said. Everyone's ripping someone for something somewhere.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now, it's time for 3
Jones with time. Throwing the deep ball down the left side.
What a throw.
3 down.
This is one of the worst throws he's had.
With Greg Bedard from BostonSportsJournal.com. 3 up.
Bucks win. Bucks win. Bucks win the Super Bowl. And then the cannons go. Fire them. Keep on firing them.
3 down.
He
side.
He blows.
On Belger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time now for 3 Up, 3 Down with Greg Bedard, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Enjoy the game with a triple distilled, triple cask matured, and triple blended Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Game time, Tully time. Please drink responsibly. Both conference championship games, 3 studs, 3 duds. And we'll get back to the reaction of Tom Brady's retirement announcement this morning. Greg, who are your 3 stars given to me at once from Sunday?
Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow.
Okay, explain Stafford. You thought he played well?
Yeah, I thought he played reasonably well. I don't think the 49ers are very good on defense except in their front 7, and if you get protection, you're all right. And I don't think their coverage was very good. Like, I think the Patriots, in certain forms, not what we saw at the end of last year, would have had a better plan against Cooper Kupp and didn't. But I just think largely the guy's been unstoppable this year. And, you know, when the Rams need to play, they're going to him, and he always makes it.
So, you know, I'm glad you brought up the Niners coverage. The corners, you know, the pylons, if you will, like, how do they let those guys get that wide open in that, you know, that gap in the cover too, which, you know, is there, but oh, for Pete's sake,
brutal
bad coverage by the Niners. Who are your 3 stars there, Miss?
I went Cooper Kupp and Beckham. I put them together. Odell Beckham was terrific in this game.
He's been good.
He has
pretty
he's,
much
he,
since he got there.
Their receivers were the best players on the field, I thought, all weekend. Trey Hendrickson, defensive lineman, Cincinnati, I thought he was dynamite in that game against Kansas City. And Deebo Samuel, even a losing effort. Boy, is that guy a baller or what? Hard to dislike him.
Freaking beast. 3 duds from the weekend, Greg.
Patrick Mahomes, Kyle Shanahan, and the 49ers offensive line.
Mass?
I thought Patrick Mahomes was awful in the second half. I graded his film. I had him in the first half, I had him for 9-plus plays, 5 minus plays. In the second half, and overtime, 1-plus play, 11 minus plays. I thought he was horrendous. I don't know what happened to him.
Wow.
It wasn't the Cincinnati defense, so people trying to grasp onto that and to say, oh, well, what happened? How did they stop him? Sometimes there's not a reason. Sometimes the other guy just plays poorly. And to me, the Chiefs with Mahomes, he doesn't trust some of his receivers. You know, Hardman was open at times. There were guys open a vast majority of the time, and at least he had options, and he just either didn't see him or didn't want to throw to him.
My 3 were Mahomes, Garoppolo, and Jacriski Tart, the defensive back for the Niners. You got to catch that ball, dude. They don't get any easier than that. Garoppolo's obvious. He sucked. I like Garoppolo, and I've liked him over the years. He was awful in this game. He was awful in the postseason, period. He had that one nice drive in the middle, but that was about it. He didn't do anything else in the game. And Mahomes, it's obvious. You can't be the best player in the league, have the AFC Championship at home against Cincinnati, and go 0-for in the second half. You can't do it. I mean, that's dreadful. I did consider Matthew Stafford for this list as well. I thought Stafford almost cost him the game.
Okay. If you want to weigh in on that, you can. But back to the Brady retirement announcement this morning and your reaction to it. But before I go back to the phones, Greg, your thoughts on why Brady decided to do it now. And, you know, at some point, he did have a change of heart, as Maz mentioned. You know, he always said, I want to play to 45. I'm not going to retire as long as I don't suck. You know, he had money due on Friday that would take him into next year, and so it was all sort of laid out for next year to be his last year, and he cut it off a year early, if you will. Why do you think he did?
A couple of things. I think that it's very possible that his wife put her foot down and said, enough's enough. And, you know, it's either you come home or we're done or something like that. I have no inside information. I am just guessing. But I think that she probably put her foot down. And I think Tom finally got tired. I think that the time spent in New England, especially at the end, was draining. It's nice to go someplace else, and change is good, can rejuvenate you. I thought it did with Tom last year, but I think last year took a lot out of him. And then this year was probably harder in many ways with what was going on behind the scenes with the Bucs, either with Arians or his teammates. And I just think that he looked at next year, if it did work, it was going to be a lot of work again, and I just don't think he wanted to do it. It's too much at this point at his age.
Okay. Sorry? Okay, back to your phones. As promised, Chris and Everett. Go ahead, Chris.
So I'm team, Tom over team, and I'm with Big Jim Murray. The guy brought me 20 years of happiness, so I could kind of care less what he does at this point. And to be honest, with Wickersham putting that in his article earlier this offseason about him thinking that Tom Brady could possibly retire, and then with Schefter being the first one to report it, is it really going to surprise anyone if it's Belichick who's the one who's leaking all this? Because wasn't there a conspiracy that Wickersham had something in his book that was going to make Brady mad, and they thought it was related to Belichick too?
Okay, so let me just get to this quickly. Why do we think, and I've heard this, Murray, you've mentioned it, others have mentioned it, that maybe Brady thinks that the leak this weekend started with the Patriots. Where does this come from? Like, do we have anything?
Just gut speculation. There's no tweet. There's no. That's all just gut speculation. That's
do you have anything more on that? Is there any phone buzzing, watch twinkling?
Ask these two. Like, I don't have any sources.
Like, where did that? Because, the first guys that really sort of floated it were Wickersham and, Darlington is in on this. Those guys are mobbed up with Brady. Wickersham's mobbed up with everybody. But the Darlington side, he's mobbed up with Brady's people. So it's like, Darlington's not getting that from the Patriots. Schefter might, I guess, but how do the Patriots know? Like, where's that coming from?
Yeah, look, and even if, let's say it did come from the Patriots, where did they get it from? What, Tom Brady's calling up Bill Belichick and telling him he's retiring? It came from someone in Brady's circle, is my point. So the roads all lead back to Brady and his inner circle. That had to come from someone in there that violated Brady's trust.
So again, it's like his personal assistant, Ben Rawitz, has been circulating his resume and stuff, follow me, to other quarterbacks in the league trying to hook on with the job. He sent his stuff to Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, trying to get his next gig. What if he also sent one to Mac Jones? I don't know.
That's fair.
I mean, you guys, this thing is being floated that maybe the Patriots leaked it. How do they know?
Then isn't the source Brady's assistant?
Yeah, I guess. Yes. That's what I'm going back to.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Dakota and Braintree, your thoughts.
To steal a thought from the great Rick Pitino, the negativity in this town sucks, okay? And it starts with sports radio heads that since this announcement came out, you guys combed through it and said, oh my God, he didn't thank Kraft, he didn't thank Belichick, he didn't thank the fans. But let me say something. If he would have originally put, because this was calculated, now the timing and everything is all botched by Brady. That's on him, but this stuff came out over the weekend, so he kind of lost control of this. If he had came out in that release this morning and thanked Kraft, along with Tampa Bay and Bill Belichick and Arians and everybody else, you guys would have been beating him up of going, how can he put the Patriots on the same level of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the same press release, okay? And then, from the beginning, he was beaten. What do you mean, what? If he was to put a thank you in this, okay, in the same sentence.
Dakota, just stop. Of course we'd pick it apart. We pick everything apart.
Okay.
So, yes,
okay,
we would be picking it apart. But you acknowledge it was intentional and calculated, yes?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's all I want.
Because there was probably something, and there still probably is. How do you know the last episode of The Man in the Arena isn't all about thanking Kraft, thanking Belichick, thanking the fans?
Oh, it will be. It will be now, Dakota. I told you. He's gonna make it up to you.
It already was. This last episode, this ninth episode, the penultimate episode, is all about the Patriots and thanking Bill and the Crafts and the fans and all of that. If you've been paying attention to it, I know a lot of people are like repulsed by it, don't want to watch it, it's too much Brady. But had you been paying attention to this thing, he already did it.
So, I don't care. My point is it has nothing to do with his retirement.
This was the retirement announcement.
Exactly.
And I need the hearts and emojis, guys, because I'm a girl on Instagram.
But you admit, Murray, it was...
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, but like, get over it, you babies.
Okay. Yeah, but Brady did not do it with some sort of, plan. Well, I'll take care of the Patriots and the man in the arena. He didn't do that. He did this to spite them.
Okay.
He did it despite New England, despite Boston, despite the fans, despite Belichick and the Patriots.
We're beginning to worry about this guy. Carlton in Tampa, is this you?
Yeah, it's me.
How you doing, Carlton?
Poor Bill Belichick. He gave it his best shot, but he still wound up 35 and 36 as the Patriots head coach without Brady starting. And he's 9 games under 500. Counting his days at Cleveland, he's 71 and 80. And, of course, Brady is 29 and 10. He'll never catch him in terms of percentages. The reason why this happened, I predicted this to all my friends as to whether or not Brady was going to stay, is there is absolutely no way he could. The way they structured all those deals last year, all those voidable contracts, they're going to lose a lot of players. That is up on ESPN, the fact that, you know, Tampa's going to lose a lot of players. And Brady just didn't want to come back, you know, on a non-stacked team with, you know, a very high percentage chance of winning another Super Bowl.
All right, Carlton, take care of yourself, all right? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, hang in there, buddy.
Carlton, hang in there, all right?
Will do.
Okay. But at least he gets to say Belichick is 35 and 36. With that, and that will be...
I mean, I think that should tell you plenty as what it means to Carlton to call this show.
No, no. What it means to everybody. This man, I know, in his last, I don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Carlton, it gave him enough energy to make that phone call. This
right?
story, everything. I mean, all of this. The Brady-Belichick war, all of that. It gave Carlton enough energy to say, you know what, I got to call this show. And it's been a minute since we've heard from him, so we hope he's doing well.
And he's still... got it wrong about the salary cap. At least that, yeah, at least he won't be able to square that away before it's all said and done. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Boom Boom Games, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, wrestling figures and collectibles, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. They've got something for every console from Atari 2600 to the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Looking for a specific video game? They will try to source it for you. Do you have some old consoles or collectibles? Bring them in, because Boom Boom Games buys and trades. Boom Boom Games is also your store for Star Wars toys, Pokemon, and the wrestling selection will have you feeling that sweet chin music. Boom Boom Games in Billerica. Check them out.
Do you believe in moral victories? A good loss? We'll get them next time.
No silver linings here on Felger and Mazz.
Then you are in the wrong place.
You have to accept that, so we...
Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here comes Tom Brady. Off the opposite sideline. Well, you know, he got a tremendous ovation, I would say 6-1 in favor. But now that the game has started, enough of the romance, they want the Patriots to win the game.
I think these fans had a game plan. Overwhelmingly, they were cheering for him when he came on the field. Overwhelmingly, when they turned out the lights and did the demonstration, he runs out to play the game. Boo! Yeah.
I'm going to tell you just a quick little story, and I'm not going to couch it like Maz would by asking you a question. Like, where the hell did he come up with this question?
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you what I know related to this.
Do you think the Patriots farmed in noise and made sure that Brady was booed that night, guys?
What Maz would do is say, how do you guys think Brady and his camp felt about that?
Yeah,
right. And I'd be like, well, why are you asking that question? So I'm just going to be a little more straightforward and less passive-aggressive.
I was facilitating.
That was Tom Brady coming onto the field that October night at Gillette Stadium, and you booed him. Or someone upstairs pushed the boo button that they still have from the pandemic and all the crowd noises. I think it was so clean and efficient of a boo that I wonder if someone hit the boo button upstairs. Or you did it, whatever. You booed him when he came on the field. I happen to be a couple weeks later with someone in Brady's circle, I'm not making this up, who was out to dinner with the Brady family that week they were at Gillette, and I believe up in the box at the time. And I was talking to this individual a week or so after the fact, and he asked me, he said, what was up with that boo? And I said, well, first of all, I think it was sort of half in jest. And it was sort of like a competitive thing. Like, we cheer you before the game, but now the game starts, so boo, let's go, game on. Like, I don't think it was malicious on the part of the fans. I think it was sort of, it was either half joking, not malicious, sort of a fun sort of poke you competitive thing, or it was a stadium effect. But I don't think it was a big deal. And this individual said, huh, we were kind of curious about that. I don't think the Brady camp liked it. I don't think the Brady camp liked it.
Nor should they have. And I'll say what I said then. People are a bunch of ingrates. You don't boo them there. But it's about the laundry. Now it's time to root for the Pats. That particular guy, you don't boo like that.
So I'm not drawing any line to today, but I think it's relevant to sort of bring that up. So, like, is it beyond Brady, Mr. Competitive? Say, oh, you're going to boo me? Oh, okay. Well, I'm retiring. I'm saying goodbye. I'll say goodbye to you some other time. But I'm going to thank everyone down in Tampa that had my back. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard from an individual who was in the circle, in the around the family that week, and knows how they felt about it. They didn't love it. They didn't love being booed.
So do you think there's any chance Brady was pissed about the booing?
That's how Mads would do it. And then we'd say, well, where are you getting that from? So I'll just tell you a little more straightforward. So that I just wonder, you booed him. You booed him. And today he said goodbye to Tampa, not you. I don't know. Is it related? Is it not? I don't know.
Okay. If they are related, again, I'm just, you know, blaming someone for something they didn't necessarily do.
Yep.
Childish. Childish. You're wearing the other uniform. Once the game starts, it's game on. Okay? Quit being a baby. They want to win too. So what? You're allowed to want to win, but they're not? Is that the deal? Is that how it works, Tom? And I will say in the same breath, I sort of get it. Like, this is what fueled him. Brady was able to seize upon anything. This is why he is who he is. But it's over. It's over. Just do the right thing.
Yeah, I thought the Brady boo was kind of cute. I did. Because it didn't go on all game.
Right.
You know, the fact that you guys boo Adam Vinatieri every time he steps on the field is garbage. Garbage. The one-off, one time you're on the field, now we're playing a game, boo? Like, okay, that's kind of fun. That's kind of funny. I like that. It was good attitude. A little Boston attitude there. I liked it. And it didn't persist. You didn't boom every time you stepped on the field. It was just that one little statement to begin the game. But I don't think they liked it. Sean in Texas, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Murray, I like you, but you're being a douche. I was always Team Brady, but, you know, he's become such a prima donna and just a dick about all this. He's like Patrick Bateman in a helmet. I don't like this new Brady. I like the Brady who won us the rings. I rooted for him last year, but this is just insane. I mean, to really be that thankless to us, we are the fans. You know, we give him the platform. I just want something. That's not right. I just don't think that's a way you treat people who cheered for you even when you left.
Okay, thanks for the call, Sean. Who's Patrick Bateman?
He is a character in what the hell's the movie? You wouldn't. Never mind.
Whatever. Your response,
yeah.
Jim.
Put up a video of burning his jersey then if you're that angry about it. Again, he already thanked you. You needed it this time. You're sore ass about it. I don't agree with you. So what else do I get to say?
Okay, but let's not confuse. Like, don't, you know, if you saying he already said goodbye to you is sort of implying that this morning didn't happen. Like, either this morning happened or it didn't.
No, it did. I just can't believe that people, I really can't people believe that people are this mad about it. I can,
because this is how it works.
I can, and I'm glad for it.
Yeah, so look, again, this is totally how it works.
Let me jump in.
And
I don't agree with you. Like, I don't approach it from a fan point of view like that. Like, so I'm not quite with you, but I totally get it, and I totally appreciate it. You know, you are invested, and that's what we all want. This is our world. So I'm all for your reaction, even if I don't share it.
Oh, absolutely. Look, again, to me, the fan reaction to this was predictable. In fact, I thought it would even be more hostile. I heard earlier on that, like, there was a Twitter poll out there, 70% of the people were agitated. I thought that's a little lower than I would have guessed. So Brady's getting away with more. The only thing I would say to the caller that I was going to add, if you had been paying attention at the end, his last couple of years here, you would have seen some of these tendencies. They were there. We talked about them all the time. Most fans ignored them because Brady was still wearing the uniform, which, again, I get. But his sort of, you know, petulance, for lack of a better word, was there.
Right. He was fueled by slights.
Mike.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg.
Mike, one thing I wanted to add, you know, I think there was a lot of talk after he went to Tampa, maybe even some media reports, about how, like, you know, sometimes relationships just come to an end and people need to go their separate ways and things like that. If this isn't further evidence to you that he never wanted to leave, that he was still bitter 2 years later about having to leave, about having to depart a place that he did so much for, and then he got disrespected at the end that they wouldn't give him his contract when he was still playing at a high level, I don't know what else to tell you.
Absolutely. Still raw with him. Still something stuck with him. And it's just another indication of what happened here at the end and how he felt about it.
Absolutely, Greg. No question.
No commercials. Quick update from Big Jim Murray. More reaction to Tom Brady's retirement announcement that did not include you. Coming up right after this. Again, no.
Hey, it's Greg Bedard from BostonSportsJournal.com. It's January, the time of year we're bombarded with weight loss commercials. Gyms, exercise equipment, diet plans, and full-service programs like Awaken 180 Weight Loss. No matter who's advertising, it's good to see so many people taking the steps to get healthy. Awaken 180 won't discredit alternative methods for weight loss. If other programs have you feeling full, energized, and has a plan for keeping the weight off, feel proud. If you haven't selected a program yet, I suggest doing what I did and check out Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Set up a consultation, ask questions, and have enough information to decide if it's right for you. To answer a few questions now, yes, it's easy. No, the gym isn't required, and yes, Awaken 180 provides free support for life after you lose the weight. I've now lost 60 pounds, and each week I'm getting closer to my goal thanks to Awaken 180. 7 locations, I go to the newest in Auburn. Book your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com.